Welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. I'm here to help you become a change agent in your own life. So if you're feeling stuck in a pattern, a behavior that leaves you feeling dissatisfied, discontent, disconnected, and plain unhappy, this show is for you. If you want to create new habits that are more supportive of you, and you're tired of feeling held back, we're here for you. If your problem involves somebody else who has a problem habit, this show can support you in taking care of yourself. And if you have any area of your life that is problematic and you want to move forward in new ways, welcome aboard. What I know is that you can unwind the habits of thinking, feeling, and acting that have been blocking you from reaching the future you want for your life. In Habits into Health programs, including this podcast, you can discover the hidden layers in yourself that are at the root of what's getting in the way of the changes you want to make. One saying we have in this show is let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. This comes from understanding that insight isn't enough to create change, and that we humans learn from what we do, from action and experience. But action for its own sake can only give you short-term results. It's hard to sustain. When your actions are connected to source, however, this is the most valuable of all, because you can allow your mind to be in service to your whole self rather than being a dictator running the show. In Habits into Health, you get to teach yourself through developing self-contact, and this supports you in action that is connected to who you truly are. Before we go into our practice, though, I want to invite you to offer feedback. Come to habitsintohealth.com and submit a comment. If you want to keep your feedback private, just let us know and we won't post it publicly on the website. While you're visiting, help us tell the world about the value you're experiencing here by submitting a rating and review on iTunes. Click on the Listen to iTunes link at any podcast on the website. Then click on View in iTunes and go to Ratings and Reviews. Thanks a lot. And while you're there, why not subscribe to this podcast? And you'll hear about each episode as soon as it's posted. You can also subscribe to Habits into Health on Facebook. Just search for Habits into Health on Facebook.com. And while you're on our website, click on the link for our free gift and enjoy what you find there. So let's head into our Habits into Health exercise for today. I have pre-recorded a practice that is designed to support you in a specific kind of self-exploration through self-contact. I hope you enjoy it. What I'd like to have you do first is to bring yourself to standing, if you can. Be attentive to your feet. If walking isn't something you can do right now, or something you can do at all, be attentive to your feet in any way that you can. And maybe that means move your toes a little bit, if that's possible. Feel them on the floor or in your chair or your bed. However you're able to tune in is okay. And if you're unable to move your toes at all, which is true for some of us, this is where you can let your mind serve you through memory or association. Or you can move something that you can move intentionally, a finger, your mouth, your eyes. And if you are able to use your legs to walk, first be with your feet as best you can. Focus, say, as you stand here, on the balls of your feet. You might press a little bit to bring more attention to the bottoms of your feet. And then let your focus go to the arches. You could stretch your toes out, which curls the arch one way, and then curl your foot back. And then bring your physical attention to your heels as well. Press a little bit there. Make contact with the ground or the floor in whatever way you can. Walking is actually an elegant physical act. We humans came up long, long ago on all fours,
And it's a major step for the human being to be upright, to have the underbelly facing the world. It makes us more vulnerable in many ways. Walking itself, well, you know, it's really an act of faith. So what I'd like for you to do is lift your right foot very slowly, as if you were going to take a step. Now, you will take a step eventually, but initially, just feel what you experience in your right foot as you lift it up. And then bring the foot back down to the ground. Now, do that again. Take your right foot and notice what happens and lift it. Now, notice what the left foot is doing when you do this with your right. It's bearing all of your weight. Feel that all the way up your ankle, your calves and shin, the thigh, your hip, and even into your trunk. You might have a hard time keeping your balance. Isn't that interesting? Now bring your right foot down. Wait a moment, just get settled. And let's do the other side. You'll take the left foot, which has been holding you up, and lift it up as if you were going to take a step. And let yourself feel the experience of the right foot that's now holding you up, all the way up the ankle, your leg and your shin, past your knee, up into your hip, to your back even. And bring your left foot back to the ground. And just stand there for a minute and notice what happens when you bring that foot down to the ground so you're on both feet. Now lift the left foot up again and notice what it's like for that foot to be in the air. Allow yourself to feel the experience of your right foot that's on the ground. That's right. And then bring your left foot down again. Both feet on the ground. So as I said, walking is an act of trust because walking involves the willingness to fall. Let's have you try that. You're going to fall and you're going to catch yourself. So take one foot and lift it up. And as you take a step, what do you do? Just notice what happens when you take that step. You're falling and trusting that a foot is going to catch you, aren't you? So take that step. And notice, at first, you're tentatively on the ground, touching the ground with both feet, right? You take that first foot, your toes are down, and then the heel. The back foot, now you have a forward foot and a back foot. Well, the back foot isn't solidly on the ground, right? You're lifting up, and then you lift that foot and you fall forward. Walking is an act of trust. You are trusting that when you raise that leg and put that foot forward, it's going to catch you and hold all of you up for that momentary second that the other foot is off the ground and you propel yourself forward in that way. With only 2 feet and without even really thinking about it. So now, let's walk. Walk slowly and allow yourself to feel the experience of falling forward. And if you can do this, just do it without looking at your feet. Sometimes people will want to look at their feet, and you don't need to look at your feet. You can just walk, right? Now, if you're around babies, you can notice how they learn to walk. Or perhaps you can remember being around a baby learning to walk. Or as they come up, you know, from that stage of crawling where they're beginning to lift themselves up, maybe holding onto someone else's hand. Perhaps it was yours, and taking those unsteady steps, learning that process of trust that eventually they're going to catch themselves from falling. So now I hope you're walking, and you don't have to hoof it because you're just falling, aren't you? And you're trusting. We do this every day, most of us, those of us who are physically able to walk. And those of us who aren't physically able to walk, well, we have to learn to trust in other ways. Whether that's a temporary condition or something that isn't going to change in your lifetime.
Well, I hope this was valuable for you and that you can use this practice during the week and beyond. Over time with practice, you can become more effective at experiencing self-contact through the actions that you take that are connected to Source. Rather than pushing away uncomfortable states, you can recognize that they are signals to learn from. And while initially you might feel uncertain, you can come to a new level of understanding about your true rhythm and your real needs. And this is what happens when you develop self-contact and the ability to manage it. In this way, you are letting the body lead so that your mind doesn't have to stay trapped in its beliefs. Every moment that you have a chance to practice this process, even when the outcome is a very small one, it grows layers of you that will pay off when the outcome is really important. For now, it's time to sign off. Just know that we are all about making the building blocks of the habits that keep you stuck more visible so that you can deal with them more successfully. This works whether you're dealing with your own patterns or if you care about someone else whose habit is creating problems for them and for you, and you want to support them without getting trapped in their issues and take care of yourself. Remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.